In the wake of the deadly disaster in Oso, many people may be worrying about the potential for mudslides in their neighborhoods. The Seattle City Council is hosting a briefing on landslide hazards. It turns out the city has extensive maps to help landowners and developers mitigate the risks. More from KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
If you're concerned about a possible mudslide on property in Seattle, you can look it up on the city's website.
You can type your address in so it'll go to your parcel, and then you can click, I want to know where the known landslides are. I want to know where the steep slope layer is. I want to see the contours, how steep an area is.
That's Susan Chang. She's a geotechnical engineer with Seattle's Department of Planning and Development. She says it's true that Seattle is very prone to landslides, but the city is also pretty advanced when it comes to prevention policies. She traces that back to the winter of 1996 and 97, when heavy rains caused slides all over the region. Seattle saw hundreds of them, including the legendary Perkins Lane incident, where several houses went tumbling down a bluff in Magnolia. But Chang says that also led authorities to conduct an extensive study using data going all the way back to 1890.
So we know areas where we've historically had landslides. They went out and did some mapping and field checking and helped come up with these areas of the city where landslides are more likely to happen.
And if someone wants to build in those areas, they have to sign a covenant indicating awareness of the risks and agreeing to mitigate and inform future owners.
They're not perfect, but they're far better than most of the cities that I interact with.
That's Richard Hager, an appraiser and teacher of real estate law. He says Seattle sets a pretty good example of how cities ought to handle landslide risk. He says it starts with the maps, but they've also set out some very good guidelines for developers.
If you're going to build in one of these sites, you can. They're not going to stop you for the most part, but they say you have to have reinforced concrete foundations or things that can handle whether a slide's coming down at you or sliding away from you.
That covers new developments, but other experts say there's less protection for older properties where landslides could hit seemingly out of the blue. The city has response plans in place for that possibility. They're part of the briefing before City Council. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.